I wish to call on the international community to support efforts in developing social protection systems, and I stress on systems, that will facilitate achieving the SDG goals on social development. This should be a global effort. Once again, I wish to reiterate my call to recognize the need to build capacities across development partners, government agencies, civil society for social protection systems, and to provide adequate resources to support implementation. There is a need to form partnerships to support programs that will empower the extremely poor, that will empower the vulnerable excluded in our societies. This support should also focus on addressing inequalities. We need to enhance social cohesion. We need to achieve the sustainable development goals. We have created a legal and policy framework for social protection. We have established a national single registry database, which we call the Ghana National Household Registry Database. We have strengthened coordination, and we are using electronic disbursements to beneficiaries and service providers under our various social protection interventions. We have in place an effective and efficient monitoring and evaluation system to track our progress in implementation. The integrated and coordinated approach has yielded fruitful results. To provide access to essential health care for all, the Ministry of Gender, Children and Social Protection is collaborating with our National Health Insurance Authority. So far, we have registered and issued biometric National Health Insurance cards to the following: more than 12,000 elderly persons above 65. And a unique innovation in West Africa is the registration of over 7,000 prison inmates onto National Health Insurance. We have over 14,000 lead beneficiary households under our National Health Insurance. For up to 9 years, we have provided income security to the extreme poor households with orphans, vulnerable children, severely disabled persons, and elderly aged 65 and above. This cash transfer program is called LEAP. It started in 2008 with 1,654 beneficiary households. As we speak, we have 146,074 households, translating into 577,000 individuals. By the end of the year, we will register 250,000 households.